from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. For now, the government says BP can keep a cap on a blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP has promised to keep an eye for any seepage from the seafloor. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says there does appear to be some sort of leak.
There is seepage about 3 kilometers away from the wellhead. There are bubbles that are visible on the underwater camera.
There are concerns the bubbles could contain methane. BP insists that seepage is naturally occurring. We should find out more this hour when Incident Commander Thad Allen holds a briefing. More eyes and ears will be along the U.S. borders. Federal officials say hundreds of National Guard troops will head to the southwest border to keep it secure. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
1,200 more National Guard troops that President Obama promised are headed for the southwest border. But according to General Craig McKinley, they'll receive specialized training first.
Surely by September we should have our full forces in the field working with our partners.
Customs Chief Alan Burson says the Guard troops will help with intelligence and beef up detection of smugglers and illegals.
They work with the Border Patrol agents in this case to provide additional eyes and ears on the border.
Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
It comes as drug violence continues in Mexico. A shooting at a birthday party in one Mexican city left 18 people dead.
Yelling only, kill them all, witnesses say the gunman jumped out of a convoy of cars, stormed a birthday party at a rec center in Torreon, Mexico, and opened fire. Police say they have no suspects and don't know a motive for the attack.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Obama is calling on the Senate to extend jobless benefits when lawmakers vote tomorrow. Republicans say they would vote for the measure as long as it does not add to the national debt. An Al-Qaeda-linked cleric has warned the U.S. that President Obama will mire American forces in Yemen just as in Afghanistan. You're listening to ABC News.
Experience exhilaration. Honda Performance lives in our race cars and in the Accord and Civic Coupes. Try one out for yourself right now during Honda Performance Days and go to shophonda.com to sign up for your chance to take a pace lap and be on course to start an IndyCar race in the Izod IndyCar two-seater, driven by Mario Andretti.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends September 5th, 2010 at midnight Eastern Time. Subject to official rules available at shophonda.com. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries received.
Thinking about your Florida beach vacation this summer and about what's happening in the Gulf? Here's what you need to know. Florida has 825 miles of beaches, 1,260 miles of coastline. There's plenty of places in the Sunshine State where you can enjoy the perfect beach vacation with crystal clear water. See it all for yourself in real time. Go to Florida Live at visitflorida.com for beach updates, live webcams, and photos from people on the beach right now. Your summer vacation awaits. Go to Florida Live at visitflorida.com today.
It was supposed to be a fun day of skydiving in the Pocono Mountains, but it took a tragic turn. A 70-year-old skydiver and a 75-year-old man were killed when their parachutes got tangled in Pennsylvania. A second heat wave this month has gripped the nation. Keep an eye on the kids who are in sports camps or training for high school teams. ABC News contributor Dr. Marie Savard says heat stroke is a very real danger.
Heat exhaustion within a matter of minutes in an athlete can go on to heat stroke, which can be fatal.
That gravelly-voiced guy who played the manager of the Cleveland Indians in the comedy movie Major League has died. James Gammon has died of cancer at age 70. Did you used to do this as a kid? Your sucker fell to the ground, you gave it a kiss to the heavens, and continued on your quest to find out how many licks to the center of the Tootsie Pop? A new study says that five-second rule is a no-second rule when it comes to food.
You drop your sandwich, but pick it up right away. Now is the moment of truth. Do you believe the five-second rule, as summarized by Ryan Seacrest?
In 5 seconds, nasty stuff jumps on. In more than 5 seconds, more nasty stuff jumps on.
Are you really going to eat that? The latest study says don't. Clemson University researchers found that salmonella and other dangerous bacteria can survive for up to 4 weeks on dry surfaces like floors and be instantly transferred to dropped food. And one more thing about the rule.
People are much more likely to invoke the five-second rule for a candy bar than they are for broccoli.
Karen Chase, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Michael Barr, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. Police in Oakland are offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of two men who killed a Virginia man during a robbery while he was visiting the Bay Area for a job interview at Google. The 45-year-old was shot after leaving a dentist's office. Also in Oakland, police are looking for a sniper who opened fire on officers during a traffic stop on 8th Street in West Oakland. Police believe the gunfire came from a nearby high-rise. In some businesses and the courthouse in Walnut Creek are closing early this afternoon as police prepare for a rally in support of former Bar police officer Johannes Meserle. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
It's Hattie Grade, North 101 before West Railroad. There's a two-car crash in the center divide, backed up to the old Redwood Highway. Burlingame stall, North 101 before Anza. Very narrow center divide there. Check into cash is your one-stop money shop offering payday advances, prepaid debit cards, Western Union, and check cashing. When money's tight, get the cash you need. Go to checkintocash.com for the location near you. And I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Increasing clouds tonight, sunny after the morning fog over the bay. The highs will be in the 60s and 70s by the bay, 80s inland. It's 58 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. As some of you have surmised, I've been on vacation. I just got back today. And we saw that eclipse on an Easter Island, which is really far away. They say it's the most remote place on Earth. And flying there, I can tell you, it feels like it. But my main reflection, because it has to do with science, is that most people think or assume they would know what it's like to see a total eclipse of the sun. Of course, a lot of people wouldn't really know what that is, confuse it with the eclipses of the moon that we see. And it ain't so. It is an extraordinary emotional experience. I mean, people cry, they weep, they fall to their knees. We were standing there in front, you know, Easter Island has those really weird large statues that are very mysterious, what the origin is and how they transported these very, very huge, heavy blocks of stone to the place. So a very magical spot to see it. But next to us was a very demure, middle-aged Japanese woman, not Japanese-American, Japanese. And she spreads out her blanket, sets up her tripod and her camera, and we're waiting for this thing because it was pouring rain when we landed, raining the day of, and everybody figures they'd come halfway around the world and they're going to get skunked and not see the eclipse. Well, as that thing started happening, it was actually funny. I don't mean to make fun of her, but, you know, Japanese folks have a reputation of being a little more muted in their emotional responses. It's just cultural. This woman started screaming. I mean, I thought she was having a five-minute orgasm. Screaming, falling down like a seizure almost, and getting up their camera and screaming again and falling down. Other people, as I said, crying and hugging each other. It's a place where science and emotion meet. And I'm telling you this only because while these are very rare, start making your reservations. In the year 2017, there will be an eclipse in the United States. It'll cut a swath from Utah, Idaho, all the way down to Missouri. And start getting your reservations because I think it's going to be a big deal. Now, we all got to live long enough to see it then. But if you get that chance, even if you're not in the swath, find friends and relatives who live in states where they're going to see it because it is a once-in-a-lifetime spectacular, spectacular experience. All right? Enough said. This first piece does have to do with travel in a way. And I don't know, this has got me really scratching my head. Has this, you know, catering to cultural sensitivity thing gone too far? Now, this is happening in England where they're going to install something a lot of you have never seen because you're Westerners. But a lot of you who've traveled know what it is, and it's not your favorite deal, the squat toilet. And the various slang terms for it here, I've never heard of any of them. A Nile pan. Now, you know, Thomas Crapper truly invented the sit-down toilet, the flush toilet. And it's one heck of an invention, I must admit. The squat toilet, they scare me. and they scare most Westerners, or it's called a Turkish toy. Once again, never heard those terms. So here in a shopping center, in the name of cultural sensitivity, catering to local Muslim community activists, they will install these things. And, you know, you can use your imagination. Listen, some doctors say it is actually a healthier, more physiological way to do your business. And it's a reasonable supposition, by the way, that the, you know, spate of diseases in this part of the body, from hemorrhoids to, well, you name it, in the Western world, may be due to the fact that we sit. I can't prove either way, but nevertheless, that's what some experts will say. So that a lot of the local Asian community in England, they prefer them for cultural reasons. And I don't know, is this a classic case of excessive pandering to a politically correct minority? I wouldn't pretend to give you the answer, but imagine they try to do something like that here. Speaking of other people, other cultures, Russia, they're having a big heat wave and drownings. Huge number of drownings because people are trying to escape the heat wave around Moscow here, and they're all mostly drunk. These people who are drowning, you know, drinking and boating activities and swimming, they don't mix, and a lot of kids here. And it happens, you know, that the parent is so drunk they can't help the kids. They have 1,200 people have drowned in June alone. Between July 5th and July 12th, almost 300 cases, the majority drunk. The children died because adults simply weren't looking after them. Now, speaking of looking after your kids, this is this is a beauty. Do we need this invention? Here's a product. It looks like one of those highway cones. It's got a little smiley face on the top and a lot of fancy patterns, and you put it in your driver's seat to remind you there's a baby in the back. And as you know, a vehicle's interior on a hot day can, you know, jump 20 degrees in 10, 15 minutes. Excuse my brain, I'm a little jet lagged. When the eclipse happens and the moon goes in front of the sun, you know, it gets dark. The temperature dropped on Easter Island 20 degrees during the course of the eclipse. It's quite spectacular in the middle of a sunny day for everything to get dark. The stars come out, cool breezes, the animals go crazy. They don't know what's happening. And there's a big black hole in the sky. But anyway, do we need this? I know the person who invented this is trying to, it's a 24-inch tall thing. It looks like a blue Hawaiian print construction with a bright yellow ball on the top with a little happy face. I don't know. It says something that we continue to do this, and Heather and I were talking about it early to wonder what's going on here. She's thinking like alternate parenting, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, he takes the baby to school or shopping or whatever, and mom the other days, and, you know, you're not used to the cadence of it. I was thinking about electronics. You know, you pull the car up and you want to text real quickly because you're not supposed to text in a car. You sit there parking, and that distracts you. You get out of the car, and you leave the baby in the car. Nothing wrong with it. If you need a reminder, I guess it's okay, but it just seems sad to me. We need the reminder. Speaking of Russians, would you say Russians are more depressed than Americans? I find this absolutely fascinating. It says here, Russians dwell on negative emotions. You know, I think in Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, but they're less likely to become depressed compared to Americans, according to two new studies. It seems that even though Russians brood and contemplate more than Americans, we're not exactly a thinking culture, it's not the factor that contributes to them being unhappy. Americans had more symptoms of depression than Russians, who generally are believed to be unhappier than Americans when reflecting on negative experiences, but it's not so. When Russians reflect on negative feelings, they're able to distance themselves, and they have fewer symptoms of depression. I haven't had a chance to look up the original because it'd be interesting to me to know what it is they do, because it could be helpful to depressed people. You know, negative thoughts, feeling of being punished, a decrease in sleep, appetite, feelings of guilt, past failures, pessimism, etc. Then they measured the level of distress of students after they recalled and analyzed a recent anger-related experience with another person. Russians, again, less distressed after having dwelled on such experiences. Okay, I have a daughter-in-law. We just finished medical school, and she told me about something that relates to an issue we talk about on this program, and I've suggested it to you without a lot of proof, but she says that she was taught with certain gastroenterological diseases. I can't do this any other way than I'm about to do it. The polite word is bacterial therapy. The impolite word is fecal transplantation. They profile a case here of a woman with a terrible, vicious gastroenteritis by a germ called Clostridium difficile. This woman had terrible, terrible problems with chronic, you know, gastroenteritis. You know what those symptoms are. So they decided she needed a transplant, not someone else's intestines, but some of her husband's bacteria. So they mixed a small sample, okay, I'm going to say it, of her husband's stool with saline, delivered it into her colon, cured her in a day. This has been carried out a few times in the past few decades. This is where my daughter-in-law picked it up. And they also took a genetic survey of the bacterium in her intestines before and after the transplant. And she was colonized with all kinds of misfits. You know, I've told you how important bacteria are in and on your body because they keep out the bad guys. The good guys keep out the bad guys. Her husband's germs took over. They took over. And the misfits were gone. And this has been done now, let's see how many times. It's been done a few dozen times, and it's going to be become more popular. You know, it's like after antibiotics, you know, we give you probiotics, you know, they give you germs, which can be helpful. The deal is, first of all, is when you're born, the whole thing starts, and they have documented something I've also said to you from instinct and from peripheral information, that you're sterile. When a baby comes from a germ-free environment into the world, the baby immediately needs germs. But where they come from is important. They took samples from the bodies of newborns. Within 1 minute of birth, babies born vaginally were coated with germs from mom's birth canal. Babies born by cesarean were covered in germs typically found on the skin of adults. Very, very different. And again, germs are important. The article goes for a lot of that. Like, you know, germs in your nose make antibiotics that can kill dangerous germs that get in your nose. And in order to coexist with our germs, our immune system, imagine, has to be able to tolerate thousands of harmless germs, and it has to know to attack the disease-causing germs. So all kinds of stuff your busy body is up to. Children who live on farms where they get a lot of dirt from the soil are prone not as prone to autoimmune diseases. They've carried out 15 more fecal transplants. 13 of them cured the patients. So if you're a person like that, I know it's strange. Your doctor may not have heard about it, but it's radical and it makes sense. All right, while I was away, this RAND study about what will happen if California legalizes marijuana. It's on the ballot, and I've never seen a more preposterous piece of junk. And they report it straight, and towards the end, they realize they had no business trying even to make these judgments because nobody knows what's going to happen. This is a RAND Corporation attempt to scare you away from it. I don't want to get into the politics of it. We're going to have months to talk about that. So, but basically they say if they legalize marijuana in California, it'll drop the prices of the drug to a tenth of the current levels, while its use could double. I don't think so. I mean, I'm curious. I've been saying this for 30 years. Countries where the laws are less restrictive and more liberal have lower use than countries where it's restrictive. You look at Holland. When something's illegal, you know, it's the lure of the illicit. I think that would make marijuana use blasé and uninteresting to young people. If heroin were legalized, cocaine were legalized, would you go out and use it? Of course not. And if they, of course, approve it in California, it'll remain illegal under federal law. They say it could raise $1.5 billion in taxes, which tells you how strongly politicians feel about money versus what they consider to be their, you know, their ethical point of view on all this. The untaxed price of high-quality marijuana could be $38 an ounce compared to $380 an ounce today. Even under a scenario with high taxes, $50 an ounce they're proposing, and a moderate rate of tax evasion, they can't rule out consumption increases. They can't rule out consumption increases of 50%, maybe 100%. Of course, they can't rule it out. That doesn't mean it's going to be because the headline said it would double the use. Such estimates are imprecise because legalization would be such an unprecedented move. So let's leave it at that. The state devotes $300 million annually to criminal justice costs relating to marijuana. The state could become a big exporter of marijuana, especially if the federal government takes a passive role And California can make a lot of money from taxing it and then exporting it to other states. But how are you going to export it to other states where it's illegal? This raises so many questions. I understand from a libertarian point of view, and I believe this, in a supposedly free society, what business does a government have of telling you what you can put in your body? Right? Prohibition doesn't, never has worked. And what's the most interesting thing to me is you now see in marijuana growing areas in California, it's the growers now who are against the law. And I said this for years. Everybody thought I was crazy. And I live in such an area. You know, people would say, oh, no, 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 we got to keep it, you know, we got to make it legal. And now all of a sudden everybody realizes if prices could drop, it would kill off the illegal marijuana business. Okay? All right, let's, I got one for you. This is a beauty. I got a lot of comments on it. At what age is a woman most attractive? Most attractive. You pick that age and you see how close you can get. Then I'll tell you what this particular survey said. And there's some spinoffs on it I think you'll find interesting. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
So, you've got a mortgage?
I do.
Want to lower your payments by refinancing at today's low rates?
I would, but the mortgage process is worse than going to the dentist.
That's true. But one company has revolutionized the entire home loan experience.
Who's that?
Quicken Loans. Their process is so simple and painless, they've grown to become the largest online lender in the country.
Really?
Yeah. You can do everything from the comfort of your home. E-sign your documents, check your loan status online in real time, and get the best mortgage that's custom fit to your individual needs.
Wow, that's a serious breakthrough.
And it works. 94% of all Quicken Loans closed clients refer their friends and family to them.
That's definitely better than the dentist.
It is. Closing hundreds of thousands of loans in all 50 states and 25 years of experience doing it tends to make you a home loan expert.
How do I get started?
Just go to quickenloans.com or call 888-99-QUICK. That's quickenloans.com or 888-99-QUICK.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberen. Within just a few weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberen for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight, I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great, and I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberen. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberen customer. For your risk-free supply of Amberen, call 1-800-550-6181. A limited number of risk-free trials are available. Call 1-800-550-6181. That's 1-800-550-6181 or visit stopflashes.com.
It's a warm summer night in the city by the bay. The moonlight shimmers and dances across the water. The skyline glows with lights of every color. And above it all, what seems like a million stars sparkle in the sky. Celestial diamonds that glitter and radiate with the sparkle of summer.
You could wait for a special occasion to give spectacular Shreve & Company signature diamonds, but why? Cut to incredibly precise standards. Signature diamonds reflect back all the light that enters, making them far brighter and whiter than ordinary diamonds. Give her the sparkle of summer. Signature diamonds, the new standard of beauty. Available only at Shreve & Company Jewelers, a San Francisco original. Posting grant just off Union Square and in the Stanford Shopping Center, Palo Alto.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness. It all begins with a call to Dr. Dina Dell. 800-548-TALK. 'Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't got. You haven't heard nothing yet. That's 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Dennis. How you doing, Dennis?
Dr. Adele, I was in Carmel this weekend, and I just thought of you when I was in this shop. I thought if you and I and Penn and Teller were there, we would have had a field day. There was a designer water shop that featured high-end bottled water. Their little logo was Luxury by the Liter. I went into this place, and there's this very, very well-dressed woman sitting at a desk with her computer. And it's like you're going into one of those ubiquitous art galleries down there looking at $20,000 pieces of art. I had all I could do to keep from laughing or just exploding.
You know something? It's funny, Dennis. If I always make this joke. If you and I were sitting around in the 60s or 70s, I said, hey, Dennis, I got a great business idea. You ready? Let's go into the water business. We'll sell people water in bottles. Now, some of this water we're going to have to ship from thousands and thousands of miles away, and forget the fact that that's going to use fossil fuel and contribute to this and to that. And forget the fact that we're going to have to charge people more for that water than we do for gasoline, but it'll be a great idea. I mean, wouldn't you have laughed? I would have laughed out loud, and yet here it is. And yet you say designer water. Do you remember some of the hype that went along with it?
They had a little. It was like if you had gone into a high-end wine shop, because they had little cards by each bottle telling you where they were from and, you know, what spring it came from. And, of course, and everything. And I thought only in Carmel would they have something like this.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's interesting. It goes even deeper than that. And, you know, it relates actually to what we were just talking about with the marijuana issue, because there's a lot of people in, you know, the marijuana growing regions of California, they worry about legalization. They finally, you know, it's finally dawned on them, but I've been trying to tell them for years. And yet other people say it is like wine in that there will always be the need for the specialty, you know, designer brands of marijuana, as in wine, as in water. Now, water is water, as you know, H2O. So much bottled water is really just tap water reprocessed. Sometimes they distill it, and then they add the minerals in to make a taste. And when we get into this discussion, a lot of folks say, listen, it is about taste. Now, I don't blame you if the water where you live tastes crappy or you have some knowledge that it's not safe. And not all water is perfectly safe, even though we probably have the safest water supply in the world and it's practically free as it comes out of your tap. You know, stuff slips through. Well, the same with bottled water. The rules for bottled water are much looser than the rules for tap water. So you really can't be assured of safety. And spring water, okay, it's nice, makes me feel organic, et cetera. And I drink spring water. I happen to live someplace where I'm lucky to have a spring up behind the house, and it just runs down by gravity feed. And it's, you know, and it's wonderful, clean water in a protected watershed. And I taste water that, you know, I don't like the taste. There's a lot of bottled water, by the way, I can't stand the taste of. So I can't, I just have to scratch my heads. to scratch my head when I see this. I actually love to see the store just to get a good laugh. All right, let's talk to Walt quickly. How you doing, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adele, and welcome back.
Thank you very much, Walt. What's on your mind quickly?
I was thinking on the 4th of July, what is the relationship between the heart drug nitroglycerin and the explosive nitroglycerin? Is there anything in connection with that?
Yeah, well, you know, molecularly, it's kind of the same, and it has to do with concentration and an exposure to light. You can't explode a nitroglycerin pill that people take, but there is the difference. Basically, is that the non-explosive kind? It's the same as the difference between dynamite and pure nitroglycerin, which was used for blasting before dynamite was invented. It is dilution. And what they dilute, you know, I think they put, I don't know anything about this in terms of gunpowder and stuff, but there's an inert powder that's added to it. And you have to, you know, to set off dynamite, you need a blasting cap. But pure nitroglycerin can be set off by a jolt. The stuff you take in pills is even less of an amount. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. We'll talk about what age is a woman the most attractive.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Now there are two rallies scheduled for Walnut Creek this afternoon, one in support of former BART police officer Johannes Messerly, another in support of the man he killed. Almost the entire Walnut Creek police force will be on hand to keep the two rallies on opposite sides of the street. The courthouse and neighboring businesses are closed for the afternoon, but so far the streets remain open, and KGO is on the scene. Yesterday it was a shootout with CHP along Highway 580 in Oakland. Today, a sniper fired shots at police making a routine traffic stop on that freeway. And BP says the seepage near its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico is natural under the circumstances, not a sign of a problem. This is KGO.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to KGORadio.com.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 3.99% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 3.99% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7-7-2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
While some of us work on our tan lines this summer, Mercedes-Benz will be working on their assembly lines, finish lines, and red lines. It's a work ethic you quickly come to appreciate behind the wheel of a C300 sports sedan. The tightness of the turns, the fit of its contoured seats, and the response of its powerful, efficient V6. So while others hit the beaches, hit the road instead in your new C-Sport. Come into the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event now through August 2nd and get the 2010 C-Class and IIHS Top Safety Pick. Lease a C300 Sports Sedan for just $349 a month for 36 months with $4,143 due at signing. Hurry, the cars are made to last. The offer is not.
Available to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial and participating dealers through August 2nd, 2010. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
At Metro PCS, you could save thousands with our family plan. Unlimited talk, text, and web, taxes and fees included, for just $35 a line. You never share minutes, there are no annual contracts, and your payment is the same month after month. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Wireless for all. Family plan is up to 5 lines attached to 1 account. Taxes and regulatory fees included. Handset price not included. Use of Metro PCS services acknowledges acceptance of our terms and conditions of service. See store metropcs.com for details. Rates, services, and features subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Now the world's best weather website gets even better. New look, new features, a new way to simplify your busy life. Check it out now at weather.com. From the Weather Channel, it's the new weather.com. Weather the way you want it.
Hi everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Next subject, feminine pulchritude. All right, women are at their most attractive. Are you ready? According to this, and I'm going to challenge it, by the way, you know me, at 31, that's the precise age when, according to the survey, they are considered most beautiful. Now, the survey was done by a shopping channel, 2,000 people, females early 30s seen as more attractive than younger girls, as they are more confident and stylish. More attractive than younger girls. Now, what's missing are two important things. First of all, the makeup of the people who answered the survey. And there's none of that information here. How old are the people who took the survey? The research found beauty is as much about personality as it is about appearance. I agree with that. It was defined as being confident by 70%, having good looks, 67%, and being stylish by 40-something percent. Almost two-thirds of women surveyed, 63%, agreed that with age comes beauty. But that's where it stops. With age, 31? I would be very interested to see what people would say. And we can go, you know, look at women and men. For instance, start with men as they age. So what would a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old man think? I personally find women get more beautiful with age. There's just something about thinking about their experience and their confidence, knowing who they are, knowing what they like in bed, being able to communicate. You know, all the BS of youth is behind them. So I'm all for the trend here, but I just don't know that if you surveyed all people, it would come out to be 31. 51% said as they age, they shed their insecurities and feel prettier. Now, I suppose it's a turnaround when a woman faces what the fashion magazines and the beauty magazines tell them is the inevitable decline in their looks. But there was once a study, and I would have to dig in my files for a week to find it. It goes back early days of this program, where they found that if you take a woman, a younger woman who is a beautiful woman, when she's in her 50s and 60s, and you have younger men judge looks, younger men find a woman in her 50s and 60s who was beautiful when she was very young, they find her still beautiful. That a very young woman who's not so good looking is judged less attractive. Again, a younger woman who's not so good looking was judged less attractive than an older woman who has been a beautiful woman all her life and still is. So much for that. All right, let's talk to Sally. How you doing, Sally? Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm pretty good. I was wondering if a person could catch cancer exchanging bodily fluid with maybe a little bit of blood in there.
No. There's never been a recorded case of it. It would be even hard to transplant cancer, by the way, though it's been done in animals and not in humans. So for you to get cancer, first of all, your cells are unique. It would be like a transplant if we, like, got it under your skin and fluid itself would not be able to carry cancer. Now, I'm trying to think of an exception. Now, here's an exception. Okay, I take back a little of what I just said. Because something like cervical cancer is caused by a virus, and we do think that viruses are capable of causing some cancers. It's not the most common cause of cancer, but there are some cancers. I mean, I don't mean to hit you with big words, but there's one called Burkitt's lymphoma that's caused by a virus, or maybe some other lymphomas, leukemias possibly, but cervical cancer surely, and that is caused, because you find the virus in bodily fluids, all right? Let's talk to Duncan. How you doing, Duncan?
Hello, welcome back, doctor.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Curious about the topic of the good and bad germs on our body. Any studies done on the swimming in chlorinated pools a lot affecting that balance one way or the other?
Well, you know, Duncan, that's a very interesting question. My quick answer would be no, because the article we were talking a lot about internal germs in your intestines, which wouldn't be affected by chlorine. But the other part of the article was about when you're born, how your skin bacteria during a vaginal birth comes from the mom's birth canal, which is what it should be, where a cesarean section, the skin bacteria of adults are what contaminate, as I use a bad word here, contaminate what populates the baby's skin. And that would be altered, I think, by chlorine. Because the point of chlorine is to kill waterborne germs. So in terms of your skin, because I've had people call me And to me, this research hasn't been done yet, but anytime I get an infection, I get infected with, you know, this bad, with MRSA, this methicillin-resistant staphylococcus germ. And I've said that I remember research, I don't know what its conclusion was, where they take people's skin, sterilize it, like, you know, douse them in iodine, and then hit them with normal skin bacteria to try to get rid of the pathogenic bacteria. And that is a reasonable thing to me. So your question is a good one. And, you know, possibly, it's just possible that dunking in a chlorine pool could, if you're a person who's carrying pathogenic, which means germs capable of causing illness, the vast majority of germs in your body, 99.999%, are not pathogenic. They're germs that are supposed to be there, help you digest food. They help you protect you from the bad germs. So the question is, if people have bad germs on their skin, they dunk in a pool, the chlorine kills it off, and then they go hug their kids, is that going to repopulate their skin with good germs? So, Duncan, you asked a very, very important question. Now, at first, I thought to myself, nah. But internal germs, of course, would not be affected by dunking in the pool. All right? All right, let's take a quickie here. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dunn.
Dr. Dina Dell.
If you need fertility treatments, you need to deal with real experts. You need to go to a place that really specializes in this subject. It's very complicated.
Pacific Fertility Center is that kind of place.
For me, it started with my mother-in-law. She asked if I wanted to have kids. I told her I'd always wanted to have children, but it reached a point where I thought it could never happen. She suggested I call Pacific Fertility Center.
At Pacific Fertility Center, their physicians are experts in the field of infertility. So whether it's for you, your daughter, or your granddaughter, Pacific Fertility Center provides the latest in high-tech treatments.
On Christmas Eve, I received a call at my mom's house. I was pregnant. I cannot sufficiently describe the elation. I was finally going to be a mother. That Christmas Eve was the best of my life because I trusted Pacific Fertility Center to help me to have the family I had always wanted.
To make an appointment for a free doctor phone consultation or to attend an infertility seminar this Wednesday, call 888-834-3095 or go to Pacific Fertility Center.
Did you know that over time, high cholesterol can contribute to plaque buildup in arteries? But when diet and exercise alone aren't enough, adding prescription Crestor, rosuvastatin calcium, helps manage cholesterol in adults. And Crestor is proven to slow plaque buildup in arteries as part of a treatment plan to lower cholesterol to goal.
And now there's another great reason to learn about Crestor. It has the lowest average monthly copay of any brand name statin on most insurance plans. Individual costs may vary. Crestor is not right for everyone, like people with liver disease or women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests will check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medicines you are taking, or if you have muscle pain or weakness. That could be a sign of serious side effects.
See our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-800-CRESTOR or visit Crestor.com, where you can also get a free trial offer. Then talk to your doctor about Crestor. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Ever think about where your water comes from? We think about it every day. Because where our water comes from is what makes it so unique. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water is only found in carefully selected springs. But it's the journey to our springs where all the magic happens. It starts as rain or snow that soaks into the earth. Then it trickles slowly from layer to layer where it's filtered naturally, the way nature has always done it. Along the way, it collects a unique balance of minerals that gives it a distinct taste. This can take years, but when it's finally ready, we capture it right there at the source. That way, it's never exposed to the surface, which means every drop of Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water tastes as crisp and refreshing as the day it was born. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Born better.
Stock up on Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water at your local Safeway store. Available in a variety of convenient sizes, including 8-ounce minis, great for lunch boxes, backpacks, and briefcases.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Charles. How you doing, Charles?
Yes, good afternoon, doctor. I've got a tough one for you.
Go ahead. First, let me repeat that Maimonides quote, "Heaven forbid that any part of the human body should be considered base or ignoble."
Yes.
Just repeat that. Well, the tough one is how to talk to a doctor. Just briefly, I was running a temperature a couple of years ago, a temperature of 104 at both ends, and went into a clinic which was, I presume, was pretty well equipped. It was a Catholic care clinic in Sacramento, and so they X-rayed lungs and stuff, and they kept saying inconclusive and wouldn't treat me, and wouldn't give me my films to take with me. I wound up going to Sutter later on, and a brave young Asian lady doctor pumped some antibiotics into me almost from the very beginning. Well, how can we get along better with doctors that don't want to tell you much?
Yeah,
like they wouldn't tell me my
one.
Heart rate, which happened to be 100.
They wouldn't tell you your heart rate.
No, well,
that's
they
remarkable.
Didn't. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it, because I had in my pile, I'm actually flipping through my pile from the monologue in the beginning. I can't find it, because I wanted to give it the attention it should deserve about this very subject. While it started out talking about how doctors use big words and don't explain things well, it talked about all the different attitudes that some doctors have. Now, I to start off, I relate a lot of it to personality. Now, I remember, of course, all my colleagues from medical school. And during, during medical school, you get to know your colleagues pretty well. And some of these doctors, the personality of an oyster. Some of them are outgoing and friendly. All different kinds of people going into medicine. So some are really come into it as lousy communicators. And I suppose at one point in my career, those of you know the story, how I got into this game. I was down, I was working down the drunk tank. I had a jewelry shop in Sacramento. I quit medicine altogether. And a guy says to me, you explain things really well. I hadn't practiced medicine for a few years. And I was, relearning the English language. And he says, you explain things in plain English. I got a friend of a friend of a friend who has a country music station, and you could take calls from people and answer questions. And I, didn't take it very seriously, of course. And, the rest is history. But I realized that I had to relearn how to explain things to people. So some doctors are better than others. There's a trend today in medical schools to try to teach this to doctors. I don't know that there's been any results. Some medical schools use videotapes and they film doctors, video doctors talking to patients and then critique them to try to help them. And then you get into the whole attitude thing. The doctor's busy, the doctor's depressed, the doctor just doesn't like what he's doing. Some doctors with a lot of personality may go into the practice areas where you interact with patients a lot. Some doctors, like dead patients, become pathologists. They don't have to talk to their patients. Anesthesiologists, your patients are often asleep, although anesthesiologists have objected to me with this because they do talk to you. They should talk to you. Always get to know your anesthesiologists. They come around the night before. But you get my drift. I think you have to be assertive is a general answer. And I think you have a right to all that information. You do. You have a right to your medical records. You have a right to know what's going on with your body. There are only some sensitive cases where you got to be careful as a physician. If a person maybe is mentally unstable or has mental issues, or, when you think somebody's an alcoholic, but you can't prove it, you got to be very careful what you say to people and what you put in the record. So in your particular case, I would have expressed my upset at the time, and I would have asked the question, why is it I can't know my own heart rate? That's not fair. I can go to, I don't understand it. And, always I'm hearing these stories third hand. I'd love to have been there to see a doctor deny you your own heart rate. You might have started the questioning off with, doc, do I have one? To ascertain whether you're alive or not. But I'm flummoxed by it. What can I say? I just can't. I can't imagine a doctor as being so distant. And then, of course, you found a doctor who did what was needed, and that's what it's about. I always tell you to interview your doctors ahead of time, make appointments before you need them, so you kind of know that you have a little communication going. That's the most important part of it. Let's talk to Linda. How you doing, Linda?
Thank you. Oh, let me turn this down. Okay, Dr. Dinadel, I am pregnant. Maybe about 4 months, and I have MRSA. I had an antibiotic drip, and it seemed to get rid of it. I used to get boils, like, for years. And, anyway, I just want to know if I pass that to my child.
Well, yeah, it does. It should not. It would not go in your bloodstream, which would not be in your womb. The outside question is, you know, could you contaminate your child from your skin? I don't think we really know the answer to that. I kind of doubt it. When you tell me you used to have these boils that were resistant to antibiotics and you don't have them anymore, that tells me you might have gotten rid of it. Just because it's MRSA, which means methicillin resistant. Methicillin was an antibiotic we thought would kill everything when penicillin became impotent against many bacteria. And then methicillin was always a fallback, and then bacteria became resistant to it. Now we've gone on since then, but it doesn't mean that because of resistant that we don't have antibiotics that'll kill it. So in general, I would say probably not. That should make you feel a little bit better. All right, let's talk to Roger. How you doing, Roger?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Dr.
Sure.
When I was young, about 5 years old, I noticed that on my right nostrils, there was some breathing impediment, and I didn't think anything of it other than the fact that it was just maybe allergy. Well, as I've gotten older, now that I'm in my mid-40s, I realized it's gotten worse, and I went to see a doctor in Kaiser. They took a they looked through up my nasal cavity, and they realized there was a skin growth on my right side of the nasal cavity.
Mm-hmm.
But they have realized that there's no polyps in there, and they said that their best solution was to burn off that excess skin. What's your thoughts on that? I just didn't feel comfortable knowing that they were going to burn, quote-unquote, burn that excess skin off. Is there something?
Yeah, yes. Well, here's the deal with that, is that in general, you want to think carefully when you burn something off because you have no recourse to a specimen to look at under a microscope to make sure it's not cancer, to make sure it's not this or that. So doctors who are experienced in their various specialties, a dermatologist knows when they can burn something versus they need to cut it off and send it to the lab, which is always the best policy in a way. But cutting it, stitching it, you know, it's a different deal. Burning it gets rid of it, seals it off quickly, you know, and you're in and out. So I would have to trust, you know, an otorhinolaryngologist, whom I'm sure you saw, that they know which lesions are burnable, and it's a very reasonable thing. I mean, it's done all the time in certain parts of the body. If there is any suspicion, and of course this is not cancer because you've had it all this time since you were 5 years of age, and so I'm not sure exactly what it is or what the cause is, but I have to trust the experience of the doc. And in this case, if you are doubtful, certainly, I'm not looking up your nose, is, you know, get yourself a second opinion to be sure. But it is an appropriate thing to do in certain circumstances. And it's like, oh, would be a good example, like little polyps on your skin. You know, you get these little tags, skin tags are called. And my mother told me, an aunt told her to take a hair and you tie a knot on it, which I did once, and one I had, and it hurt like heck. But they get gangrenous, they die, and they fall off. And some docs will burn them off, and you don't have a specimen. But they're so typical looking, they're rarely cancer. Although many dermatologists might say you still shouldn't do that. So it sounds okay if that's what the docs feel confident and identifying what it is that's going on in your nose. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Now is the time to make the switch to Xfinity, offering more choices, more control, and more speed. With the fastest internet, triple the HD channels on your TV and online, and an on-demand library approaching 20,000 titles. And here's a limited-time deal you won't want to miss. Get Xfinity TV for only $29.99 a month for 6 months, plus a high-definition DVR for 3 of those months. With 10 times more HD than satellite, you'll experience TV like never before. But hurry, because Xfinity's $29.99 TV deal is only available through August 1st. It includes Xfinity On Demand, with today's top shows available the day after they air, including Mad Men, with a new season available later this month. Last Comic Standing and Top Chef, new seasons of Entourage and True Blood have already started. On-demand HD movies are released the same day as DVD, only through Xfinity. This deal is only available for a limited time. Xfinity TV for only $29.99 a month for 6 months, with the free high-def DVR for 3 of those months. Comcast doesn't just believe in customer service. It guarantees it. See for yourself with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-XFINITY today.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to the first 10 callers who respond to this radio ad right now by calling 888-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. And if you decide to go ahead with the project, you'll be taking advantage of the most aggressive pricing and finance options on interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Remember, this incredible free design offer is only available to the first 10 callers right now. Call 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002.
We're in Lisa White's garden this morning, and we're talking with her fingers. How's it going, fingers?
Pretty great, considering we've been pulling weeds since the sun came up.
That's impressive. What's your secret?
There's no secret. Lisa just drinks her joint juice every morning, and that helps give us all the lubrication and flexibility we need. Yesterday, we shucked corn and then did a couple hours of knitting.
Joint juice, huh?
Yep, joint juice. It has a daily supply of glucosamine, tastes great, and is low in calories. No wonder joint juice was originally developed for pro athletes.
You are looking awfully toned for fingers your age. How old are you, anyway?
Fingers don't talk about their age, dear. It's uncouth.
Right, sorry. Well, there it is. Another example of joint juice keeping joints healthy, happy, and flexible so you can keep doing what you love. Find joint juice at CVS and at your local mass merchandise and club stores.
Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Ransom in Portland, Oregon. How you doing, Ransom? Not too much time.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Love your show. I was listening the other day, and a caller wanted to know if there was if it was true that there was a natural antidote to poison ivy that always grows along with poison ivy, and it's true. I know the name of the plant. I've experienced it grows in my yard.
Yes.
Weed.
It's called what?
Jewel weed.
Jewel weed. And what do you mean by an antidote?
Well, if you get poison ivy sap on your hand, for example, you can quickly take a leaf of this other plant and roll it around on it and get the juice from it, and you don't have an allergic reaction.
Yeah, there might be a lot of things to do that. I mean, soap and water would do the same thing if you get on it quickly, but I don't know that it is specific. And there are things you can put on your skin to prevent your getting poison poison oak. And remember, you got to deal with the broken leaves. If you touch an intact leaf of poison oak, you know, you won't get it. And, of course, it is an allergy. So I just would need some evidence to back that up, because really rubbing anything and cleaning it up once it touches you, that might do the same deal. All right, I'm Dr. Dinardell. That's the program. Please join us for the next one. Till then.
Do you spend time every day suffering from diabetes-related pain? Even doing little things can cause huge discomfort. Do you have peripheral pain in your hand, foot, or leg that is caused by diabetes-related nerve damage? There is a great opportunity for you. A clinical research study of an investigational oral medication for pain is now enrolling participants just like you. You may be eligible to participate if you're at least 18 years of age, have been diagnosed with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, have experienced moderate to severe pain in your hands, feet, or legs for at least 6 months and are not satisfied with your current pain reliever. All study-related office visits, medical evaluations, and study medication for pain will be provided to qualified study participants at no cost. For more information about this clinical research study for painful diabetic peripheral neuropathy, please contact Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. Again, the number is 800-363-1069.
Nurse means noble. Nurse means selfless. Mothers nurse their children. You nurse someone back to health. If there were ever a group of people more on the give side of the give-take continuum, it would be news to us. I mean, why does one become a nurse? Because working 8 at night to 10 in the morning is so appealing? Because the glamour of day-to-day encounters with a wide variety of bodily fluids is too much to resist? Nurses are nurses because their capacity to care is colossal. Their sympathy, superhuman. Even when you try to act all steely and businesslike, you can't fool us. We still see the love in the tough. We can still hear that gargantuan heart all squishy with compassion thumping away.
So while too often you yield the spotlight for just this moment, we're asking all the nurses out there to do what clearly doesn't come natural and take a bow. Kaiser Permanente, may our 45,000 nurses all live long and thrive.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So here's something new you'll